I get asked a lot, mainly by Protestants, but Novus Ordo Catholics as well, why Latin? Questioning why I would attend a church service in a language that I can't understand. It's a variation of the sentiment, what do you get out of it, or what do I get out of it? The idea that a church service is for us, that we should get something out of it. What could you possibly get from a church service in a language you don't even understand? Well, let me ask you, do we go to church to get something or to give something? Aren't we supposed to go to church to give God the worship that is due Him? Before the selfishness of modernism, Christians understood this. Sunday is the Lord's Day, 6 days for ourselves and 1 day for God. It's not about what you get out of it, it's about what God gets out of it. So get this notion of I should get something out of your head. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Chris. You can also like and follow us on Facebook, X, Rumble, BitChute, and Substack. My first book, Until the Last Penny, is available both as an ebook and paperback. It's a fictional story of a soul's journey through purgatory, and it's unapologetically Catholic. Get your copy by clicking the link in the description. Since the church service is about giving God the worship due Him, we should ask, how does God want to be worshiped? Well, since the Old Testament gives us a detailed blueprint for worship, we should start there. I won't go into all of that, but there was a temple, an altar, a priesthood, animal sacrificed, and strict rubrics. Sacrifice through a priesthood is how God established that we are to worship Him. But everything changed with Jesus, right? The only thing that really changed was the victim. Instead of animals, the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross is represented on an altar by the new apostolic priesthood. Do you really think God went from commanding strict guidelines for worship to a hippie anything-goes attitude, accepting any idea of worship presented to Him? Does that sound like the unchanging God who is the same yesterday and today? Am I saying God doesn't accept the worship some Christians offer? That's exactly what I'm saying. Preaching, praying, and singing are great, but alone do not constitute proper worship. This is why Catholics should not attend other worship services, although material presence can be allowed for grave reason. But those attempts at worship are not pleasing to God. Therefore, Catholics are forbidden to participate. I'm not talking about the sincerity of individuals or their relationship or standing with God or even their salvation. I'm talking strictly about what constitutes worship that is pleasing to God. That worship requires sacrifice, a priesthood, and the consumption of the victim. In the Old Testament, it was animals, now it's Christ. This isn't my opinion. I'm not free to have an opinion on this. The church that speaks for Christ, the one true church, the only church that the Holy Spirit guides, the Catholic Church, says so. I don't make the rules, and if I'm going to make videos like this, I have a grave obligation to tell the truth, regardless of how inconvenient the truth is. For me, trust me, this is a very inconvenient truth for me. I'm not complaining. It is what it is. I don't intend to be mean, but in order for people to understand this, they must realize that this attitude of God understands and He accepts everything and peace and love and yada 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 is wrong. This stuff matters. But what does all this have to do with Latin? Am I saying that the sacrificial worship, the true worship, the Mass, cannot be done in any other language? that it can't be in the common language? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's better in some languages than others. Not all languages are equal, some are better than others. And since the worship, the Mass, is about what is best for God rather than us, using one of the better languages is preferred. And since the Mass, the true worship of God, is the representation of Christ on the cross, not a new sacrifice, but the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross that happened in time 2,000 years ago, represented, we should look to that event. Here we see the Romans nailing the words, "the King of the Jews," on the cross. These words were written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. These are the three holy languages. The Old Testament was originally written in Hebrew, then Greek. The New Testament was written in Greek, then Latin. And the first official Bible, the Latin Vulgate, was written in Latin. And these three languages were nailed to the cross during the sacrifice of Christ, which is represented in true worship. Is God trying to tell us something? I explained all this to a Protestant friend of mine once who gave me the whole "why Latin" objection. He said, quote, "If one of the disciples had written it, you might have something. But since it was the Romans that did it, it makes it inconsequential." Really? I didn't think of this at the time, but the Jews objected to this writing and wanted it changed to, "he said he was the King of the Jews." Pilate answered in John 19:22, "what I have written, I have written." Realize that Christ did not simply become the King of the universe, he inherited the throne of David, which makes him the King of the Jews, and that kingdom was expanded to include the entire universe. God did not use one of the disciples to declare this to the world, although they did proclaim it. He used the secular authority of the world at the time, the Roman Empire, to declare it when it happened, when he won the kingdom. So let me ask you, is Jesus the King of the Jews? If you say no, you're not a Christian. So the fact that God used the Romans to also declare the sacred languages and not the disciples is irrelevant. I'm not saying that saying the Mass in other languages and traditions is invalid or illicit or not good. This is about what's best, and I believe the fact that these three languages were nailed to the cross indicates a preference. And for the West, that means Latin. Why did the Church stop using Latin? It's beyond me. Pope Paul VI lamented on March 7, 1965, to the faithful in St. Peter's Square, quote, "It is a sacrifice that the Church is making by renouncing Latin, a language that is sacred, beautiful, expressive, elegant. It has sacrificed centuries of tradition and of unity of language for an even greater aspiration towards unity." What could be more universal than having a universal language? Pope Pius XII said in Mediator Dei, "The use of the Latin language customary in a considerable portion of the Church is a manifest and beautiful sign of unity, as well as an effective antidote for any corruption of doctrinal truth." Isn't it interesting that ever since the Church stopped using Latin, its doctrines have been corrupted? There is a practical reason to use Latin as well, not just in the liturgy, but for the administration of all the sacraments. True Christianity isn't about feelings. It isn't just believing and feeling all gushy about God. Salvation comes through sanctifying grace, and sanctifying grace is not just floating out there. Not everyone gets sanctifying grace. Everyone gets actual grace. But actual grace doesn't save us. Sanctifying grace does. And sanctifying grace comes to us through the sacraments. Am I saying Christian groups that are not sacramental can't get sanctifying grace? I'm saying some groups who think they have sacraments don't, but there is one sacrament that everyone has, and that's baptism. But all sacraments require proper matter, form, and intent in order to be valid. Matter is the material used. The intent is to do as the Church does, which is basically automatic. The form is the words said, so language is important. How practical is it to have the sacraments in every language on earth? Doesn't it make sense to have all the sacraments said in one language rather than risk invalidating them through improper translation? Say the wrong word and the sacrament is invalid and the person does not receive the grace. Think this can't happen? Several people had to be rebaptized and a priest reordained because a deacon decided to say "we baptize" instead of "I baptize" decades later. Remember when the priest used to say "for you and for all" at the consecration? This was said everywhere for decades, but it was not a proper translation of the Latin and quite possibly invalidated all of those masses. That's why it had to be changed back to "for you and for many." But shouldn't people understand what's going on? This sounds reasonable, but was never a requirement in the church before the Reformation. We are told the first liturgies were in Greek, not every language. The New Testament was originally in Greek, not every language. They were eventually translated into Latin, and it was pretty much Greek or Latin until about the 3rd or 4th century. So did the early church get that wrong? This idea that it has to be in every language so everyone can understand is new and, quite frankly, Protestant. Not only did some people not understand, most people couldn't even read. The churchman teaching the faithful was the standard for most of church history. Not everyone reads and decides for themselves. So the next time someone asks you why Latin, you have your answer. It's not about what you get out of it. It's about giving God the worship that is due Him in the best possible way. A sacred language used since the early days of the church, tied to the very moment of Christ's sacrifice, endorsed by popes and proven over centuries to guard the integrity of doctrine and the validity of the sacraments. Latin isn't an obstacle to worship, it is worship, or at least a proper expression of it. The question was never, why Latin? The real question is, why did we ever stop? Until my next video, God bless.